Not a con.
You ready? Okay. I'm Mark Stanislav, and today I'm going to be presenting Get Smarty. It's actually going to be an interactive presentation, so if you actually have a laptop with you, I have a development server that Michimus helped me set up, and we're going to let you develop and actually win prizes, so start developing. Before I get into this, I kind of want to make a couple notes, which were on my slide, so I'm going to try to remember them. This is going to be an overview of Smarty. It's not going to be practical applications of Smarty, because it's a presentation layer. So I'm not going to show you how to web design. I'm not going to show you what CSS is or anything like that. It's pretty much just the parts and pieces that will allow you to create your own templates, which is the basis of what Smarty does. And I had a couple more things, but OK. If you actually want to log into the server, here's the information. Does anyone going to develop, actually? James, prizes, Muchimus? OK, good. So I'll write this down, and you guys. Oh, already there. Everyone good?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, first I'll go over a couple like basic things about Smarty. Smarty is a presentation framework for PHP. Inherently, that just means that you're only dealing with one layer of the program itself when you're developing software, as opposed to having all of your code echoing within your PHP. You're going to break it up into templates and your application code. You know, this does different things for you, such as readability. When you're not looking through the code and trying to see where your function was for the echoing, where your function was for the CSS, where your function was for looping through that array to get your data, you have a lot more concise and clean code to deal with. So maintainment's a lot easier for anyone that has to actually look at your code if you're developing a public application. It's free and open source software. I actually want to thank the Smarty website, smarty.php.net, for posting that that I was talking here today. According to Froggy, they're actually our top referrer, so that's pretty cool. Also, it's insanely very quick and easy to implement and learn. I probably had about maybe 3 hours of 3 hours of reading the documentation, and I was starting to convert my whole web software over to Smarty right away. So the installation, as Muchimus probably found out, is pretty much just a copy and paste of a tarball into the PHP libs directory. There's not much more setup than that. The framework's extensible. It's based on plugins. Everything runs as a plugin, so you're not wasting any more memory to run anything that you don't need right then. You can load your own plugins in, which I'm actually going to show you a small example of how to create a plugin in Smarty. It's definitely going to make your life easier for the sheer fact that when you have a development team and you want to organize how to make the web design and make the PHP code interact correctly, normally you'd be having meetings all the time, this and that. With Smarty, what you can do is basically tell the web development team for the design side of things the variables that they're going to need. And they can go ahead and make the templates with all the built-in functions, variable modifiers that are built into Smarty already. You don't worry about what they're doing, and all you have to interact on is the actual variable names, which has the array content or any data that you're passing over the website. And it's also the only thing I felt like talking about today. The biggest thing I hear from people is they understand that Smarty's presentation layer, but they don't really understand why they'd benefit directly from using it. I don't make high-end application programs, but just for my small projects, it's actually easier. But the big gains are really from the software development of large projects. The huge rallying cry behind Smarty is to let the programmers program and the designers design. When you have to interact all the time and delegate different jobs of, I expected you to make a loop of this, why don't you do that? Or, your code's breaking my code here, or the designer wants to make his own loop and he, writes a vulnerability for your website now. And there's too much ground to cover between two different groups of people if you want to actually make stuff efficient. So this lets everyone do their job and not have to worry about anyone else's job. You can create templates insanely quick. You probably have about 3 lines of code more than you would normally in any like actual web design. The HTML you can just embed directly in. I'm going to go over the syntax pretty soon. You can see how easy it is to include anything you need, whether it's an array or a variable of any data, or if you just have some like a PHP session variable. Everything is built in, so it's made for the ease of the web designer who wouldn't probably normally know a lot about logic programming unless they did JavaScript or something like that. But the general like HTML web designer, CSS designer, they're not going to know a lot about sorting that array out and looping through it and creating their own back end for it. So this is where Smarty comes in. It takes the burden off their shoulders and takes the burden off your shoulders, since you don't have to show them what to do. One of the coolest parts of all of this is that designers really can't break your programming code in the application end. They take the data that you pass over through your class, and that's extended into the templating. The templating is actually a compilation of your .tpl file, which is the template files, and you're actually going to make PHP files out of that, and it's all going to be seamless. You don't have to do anything past making the template file and instantiating that Smarty class. It has a lot of functions built in that you will want to program, but why waste the time? When you're actually programming high-end software development stuff in PHP or any other programming language, there's not a lot of reason to create that plugin to do new line to BR tags. It's a waste of time. You have a lot better things, I'm sure, to do. Otherwise, I'm not sure what you're actually programming. And one of the most important things for the high traffic sites are the caching of the templates. When you're dealing with the system resources of anything, pretty much, especially a web server, you have the MySQL queries, you have the PHP processing, CSS, anything. Well, CSS is client side for the most part, but anything that the system has to do, why make it do more than it really has to? So what the caching is going to do for you is, when you actually make that template where the template file is compiled into PHP, you can run that once every 30 minutes for the newest portion of the site, and then run the sidebar updates for the the RSS feeds every hour. So you're basically taking that static HTML that's being outputted and saving that. So for example, when I was on smarty.php.net for the news, they actually had a typo in there, so I'm like, could you fix that up? They're like, sure, just wait 30 minutes for our templates to update. Well, I realized, oh yeah, I guess it makes sense they're using their own stuff. So, but I actually know a couple of people who use this in high-end web applications, and they say that it saved them a lot of trouble past not only having to do redundant databases just because the hits to the database were so intense, but just the overall traffic of the site. Why waste your system resources more than you really have to? Maybe that's because I'm an administrator, though, so I don't know. And the biggest thing is, show me what it actually does and show me who uses it. Well, DrewPal, if you guys know kernelchap.org, they're one of the people who uses DrewPal. I guess that's Oops CMS. It's one of the bigger CMS projects out there, and a lot better than PHP Nuke and whatnot. There's Bblog, which is PHP blogging. Psychostats, if any of your friends actually run game servers, they know about it, trust me. Citadel's knows what I'm talking about. TikiWiki is one of the more popular wiki applications for web software. And two companies that I know the owner of, Enotes, has crazy traffic. They're like the Spark Notes for this web generation, basically. And then Found You Online is a social networking place that also does a heavy amount of traffic. So it goes to show you that this isn't something that's necessarily passing through. I also heard that people were porting over WordPress to it, which is a highly popular blogging software too. So that's pretty good news. All right, so what we're going to cover today is the basics: syntax, variables, templating, variable modifiers, which I'm going to explain what those are exactly, functions, creating and plugging, and then caching. All right, Smarty syntax, the delimiters by default, you can actually change these within the template file if you really need to. Like, some people complain, well, my XML markup's getting screwed up by your you know, your delimiters or whatever. Well, you can change them if you want. It doesn't matter. It's so basically the left and right curly brackets are what everything you're going to be calling within the template file is. When you're making a template file, and you'll see this a little bit later too, you basically just type in straight HTML all you want, and whenever you want to invoke anything within Smarty, all you do is throw the delimiters and, you know, toss in whatever command or variable or whatnot are you doing. So the variables, really standard stuff. The var name, you can call single items in an array, or if you have an array with, you know, separate, forgot the name, but if you have separate sections to each array, you can call it like that too. So everything's pretty standard, what you can do in other programming languages, especially PHP, since you're probably working with that. It's quite simple. Includes, another standard thing, just invoke what file you're looking for. And this comes in handy when you're working with multiple templates and, you know, you don't want to have to, you know, throw up like three display statements in your Smarty class in the PHP file. So you just include the template within the file, like the, you know, header and footer, and then throw your main content in the middle and just call that one file to display it within your PHP application. If then else, it's a little weird compared to, I guess, how you normally would think of an if then else statement. As you can see, it's instead of having the curly brackets on the outside of the if and the else, it's actually surrounding the sections. And then how you actually end off any Smarty that has, you know, a beginning and an end would be just be slash and then the name. That's pretty standard, I guess. And then literals, in case you want to, you know, embed some code of Smarty and not actually have it compile through when you go through to actually compile the templates. That's how you can do it really easily. The folder tree, I just added the slide in because I thought it would really help explain when you're developing your applications what you need to look for. The templates directly is directory is where every single template you make for that specific portion of the site goes. So you might have you know, blog news, and then inside that directory you'd have templates underscore c, which is the templates cache. And whether or not you have caching on, it's going to create the cache because that's just how it works. The only difference with the actual caching mechanism is that it's going to be saving the cache instead of overwriting it automatically. And then configuration files, I'll show you just a quick example of this. They're basically just, they look like WinINI files pretty much. If you have, you know, the colors of the website and you want to just keep those in one succinct place and not have to go back and change like 20 entries in your PHP stuff, you know, that's a great way to do that. The configuration files are not mandatory. The only thing that's mandatory are the template directory and the templates underscore c directory. One note to have is when you do the templates underscore c directory, make sure that it's writable by the web server. Since the web server is compiling the templates into PHP, it has to be able to write back that file. All right, any questions so far? No? All right, variables in Smarty. Like a lot of other programming languages, variables are your link to everything. Whenever you do pretty much anything in Smarty, you're always going to be passing the data through because I'm not too sure what you'd be doing with Smarty otherwise. So you can hold single values, full arrays, whatever you want within the variables. If you have the need for a counter, which you can actually do without this, but for example, if you have the need for a counter, you can actually create a variable within the template. Say you want to loop through it really quickly or something. You also have you have that ability if you're so inclined. All right, you guys read that okay? Okay, cool. This is just a really, really quick basic example of Smarty. It's going to seem kind of weird, but I'm not going to have a lot of examples of the code just because not everything is going to be applicable. I just want to get anyone who wasn't really familiar with PHP or programming in general a quick idea of how to write something like this. It's going to be up to you, obviously, to take what I show you and, you know, convert that into what you had originally and, you know, transform your site from something that was, you know, munched together into something that's, you know, divided and organized. So in case you're not familiar with programming, which probably a few of you aren't, front row, Smarty framework include, basically, that just takes the entire class for Smarty, tosses it in there, and allows you to start using all the abilities of it. For anyone that's not familiar with object-oriented programming, to instantiate a new instance of Smarty, just, you know, assign a variable, type new Smarty, and you're pretty much set up. I made a quick array, P hotels, just to designate it's PHP hotels, and then S hotels is going to be Smarty hotels, just to try not to confuse people. That it's a bit confusing, I guess. We're going to be setting the second line, the actual variable for Smarty. You'll see the assignment of assign and then the hotels for Smarty, which that's the actual variable name. And then make sure when you're doing that, you don't actually put in the dollar sign. It already knows that it's a variable. You don't need to tell it that again. And then photels is the content that we're assigning to that variable as hotels. And then the last step is just call your template up, and that's where all the work happens. With variables, there's a reserve tree with Smarty. It's actually really handy. I used to think I had to assign, if I'm passing like a post variable over or something, or request from a query string, assign it within it and then pass it over when I display. Well, it's actually built in right within the Smarty templating. So if you want your PHP session ID, you can call it up like that. Your post request cookies from PHP, as you normally see in PHP. And then if there's a special variable tree called section. I'm going to show you that in a few seconds. It's basically how you loop through stuff. So in this example, the section called hotel, you can see the total items of array with that. So nothing's ambiguous. It's all really straightforward. So that definitely helps people out. So we're going to check out a quick example. This isn't going to be anything pretty. It's just to show you. This will just show you a pretty much standard output of a website. And then I'll get into how I created that. Go Firefox. Let's see if I can bump that up a little. OK, that's good enough. So the top line, I'm printing each value. And you're going to see I just pretty much call each array value individually, 0, 1, 2. In the second instance, I'm actually using Smarty section to loop through the values of the array for me, which is obviously a lot less boring, in my opinion. And it's going to be quicker. Your code's going to be smaller. Your template's going to be smaller. You're not going to have to worry about defining your own loop to do things. It's all built in for you. So let me get back to the presentation. All right, so here's section and array items. The top one, obviously, is how we originally called it, 0, 1 from S hotels, which is the Smarty array. So in my example, to loop through an array, you can use the section, section in Smarty. So the section name, we just call it hotel. And the loop is the data that you pulled through. So the S hotels is the array that we pulled through from the PHP file originally. And then you just call the hotel within the brackets for S hotels. And that the name is basically just the loop iteration. That's all it really is. You can name it like iteration, even if it's less confusing for you. Other interesting uses of section are the total, which I showed you earlier, row number. You can actually do if then else within the loop, which is kind of nice. That saves you a couple extra lines that you normally have to include. So if there are no hotels, show us there's no hotels. Don't make me have to type another like four lines of PHP just to output that. All right, about configuration files. Like I said earlier, they're going to define you to use the static variables that you may need to define in any program. The stuff that you're going to have to go back to time and time again. If you're making one template and you copy paste those files over, just change the variables in the configuration file. Don't worry about the actual application code. Don't worry about anything else because it's all statically defined. The actual loading of the configuration files is pretty much trivial. Config load the file name and then the section. Like I was saying before, it looks like a WinINI file pretty much. It's really straightforward with everything that they do, which is kind of nice, especially for the beginner programmer if they want to keep it. Matt.
Before you move on from the code, does Smarty have a concept of functions?
Well, yeah. I'm actually getting to quite a few examples of functions, and I'll show you how to make a function function yourself. But thank you for asking. So when we actually want to call a value from the configuration file, you can either toss inside of the delimiters two pound symbols around the variable name, or we can just call through the Smarty reserve tree .config and then the variable that you had. And my room was actually pretty cheap, so that was kind of cool. But the same results come out either way you do it. There's no benefit to either one, except one's obviously shorter than the other. Okay, mid-presentation security note, since it's fun. Smarty does allow the embedding of PHP within the template if the security features are turned off. This is off by default. So if you are sharing your template files with someone you're not familiar with, you know, make sure you check that code over, or you can actually turn Smarty into safe mode. One of the main features of Smarty, like I was talking about before, is, you know, it won't let the designers break the code, but only if you don't let them. So if you aren't totally sure about their qualifications as a PHP programmer, you know, I wouldn't advise that, letting them do that. But from what I've seen, at least, there's really no reason that you would ever have to start invoking PHP within the template, because the whole point is to separate the two layers. It's just kind of there in case, you know, I have no idea. But it's there for you if you need it. All right, so let's get into the actual template files. .dpl is the standard extension for the templates in Smarty. The data assigned to your instance of Smarty is now able to be used constructively within the template, and the template has built-in variable modifiers. These are pretty much just, I mean, a lot of these actually kind of exist in PHP to begin with, but the thing that people keep asking me is, you know, isn't this redundant? Why do we do it in here? Well, the point is that you're separating the layers, so if you want that equality to exist, you have to create it in Smarty. So that's why they've built in a ton of variable modifiers and a ton of functions to do the things that you'd normally do. So truncation of text, I'm going to show you a couple of examples of these, actually. Indentation of text, stripping tags, word wrapping, string replacement, capitalization, date forming, counting characters. You can count words, you know, lowercase stuff, new line to break tag. There's just a laundry list of them. So here's the first example I have of variable modifiers. Truncation. The difference between, you know, just something you're making and something that's already been made is the fact that people think of pretty cool stuff that you probably wouldn't think of. When I used to code my own presentation layer stuff, when I made the function for it, I wouldn't think of, well, you know what, instead of copying over that MySQL database into two separate sections, one for like the preview and one for the, you know, body of the text, instead here we do the exact same thing with the truncation. So in the first example, it's pretty straightforward. It uses pipes just like Unix, so you're taking the data that you have and piping it through to the actual function that you're running on it. So in the first example, you'll truncate at the 210th character, but also end at the end of a word, so as not to cut off anything. Joke. thank you. You know, obviously that's important. So if you're having a news site, you don't want to see slash dot like telling you about something with Linux and, you know, start saying Linus Torvald and then offend everyone when you cut off half of his cool name. So that's one of that's actually the default, that it won't cut off, that it won't truncate anything. The handy one that a lot of people seem to be using with it is same example of cutting off the word length, but in this instance, what we're going to be doing, you can actually add whatever you want to the end of the string. So you can add an ellipsis like most people do to lead into the rest of the article. You know, if you have some really cool thing, you like a tag or something, you add it at the end of everything you do, toss it in there, and it'll truncate and add that at the end. Matt?
How do you truncate to cut off in the middle of a word if necessary?
Just based on the function itself, it goes through and makes sure that what it's truncating, like even A counts as a word when you do the count words.
If I want to cut off at the 210th character, no matter what.
Oh, okay. Well, that's actually the next point. Thank you for bringing that up. If you add colon true after the string that you have of what you want to, you know, end it with, at the end of the modifier statement, you will truncate at the exact character. So people like Matt don't want to like ruin their blog entries can go ahead and do it. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. Truncation.
Awesome.
All right, stripping tags, another thing that a lot of people obviously have to use. You know, they don't want all those kids pasting those iframes and shit, come on. So we take our blog content, pipe it through to the strip tags, and by default, it's actually going to include a space any place that you removed, because when you do the replace, you obviously have to replace it with something, whether that's white space or a no space itself, whatever. By default, it actually gives you a single white space. I don't know why, so I'd recommend using a colon false at the end. So as you can see, it's going to remove anything with greater and lesser symbols around it. So font color, goodbye font color, goodbye iframes, goodbye JavaScript. No one should use JavaScript in the first place, whatever. So there you go. A third example. Yes, Matt?
I have one other question on that previous slide. The previous slide. It says it essentially removes anything with the brackets.
Yeah.
What if you actually want to keep brackets
in there? Some brackets, you know, not all.
Yeah.
Make some exceptions.
Do literals for it?
Yeah, you could do literals. That is true. Thank you, Muchimus. What I'd recommend doing is making your own plugin, which I'll actually show you how to do. Because, I mean, for PHP programmers, this stuff is really trivial. So to make something that's, you know, going to do a regex on it, you know, it would take no time at all to make your own. So third example, word wrapping. Everyone likes word wrapping. This is less because I'm impressed by these variable modifiers, and more just to show you that everything that you would need on a basic website's built in. You know, you don't really need for a lot, and what you do need for, like I said, it's plug-in, it's extensible, it's really easy to do. So in this example, just like the truncation, it's going to wrap to the nearest 10th character, so the whole word nearest to the 10th character, and wrap using new line. You can change that to a break tag. You can change that to a break tag with the forward slash, which is HTML compliant. You probably want to do that these days. You know, end it with whatever you want. You know, an HR tag, whatever. If you add true at the end of the statement, it's going to wrap to the exact character, like our truncate variable modifier. So quick notes on variable modifiers. You can combine any number of them using pipes. So say you have your blog content, pipe it through the truncation, pipe it through to the strip tags, pipe it through. So you don't have to have multiple lines in your template, just one line piping through. And you can actually combine them with the Smarty functions also. And this is a direct example for the Smarty docs, which are amazing. That's the only thing you really need for resources. So I'm actually going to show you HTML table in a second. But this is basically just an example. You're going to loop through the myvar data, whatever the data that may be, and then pipe it through, and you're going to truncate at the 40th character, and then add an ellipsis at the end. And so when you're doing your table, say you have, you know, the table rows going on, each table row is only going to have that little synopsis of whatever content you have. So Smarty functions, as Matt was wondering about. HTML table is obviously one of the more useful ones, since a lot of people use tables for their data, showing data. This function has an asinine amount of complexity to it. It takes like a whole page just to see all the attributes you can actually assign to the table. And just think how much space you're saving not having to type all the TR tags, all the TD tag, all the TR. Why waste your time? So you can do stuff. Here's just quick examples. Table attribute of border equals 0, pretty standard. And columns equal 4, the data it's looping through is called the data variable. So in this example, we loop through an array of data, and we loop through after the fourth column to a new row. So in the first table cell, you know, first, or let's say array 0, second data cell array 1, third data cell array 2, and fourth data cell array 3. And then it's going to drop down to a new row, and then go over and over and over. So this is a really quick way just to, you know, if you have that list of, you know, people's names, emails, and, you know, birth dates, social security numbers, whatever, you can loop through it and put that table online for your friends. This is a lot cleaner than making your own loops to deal with tableizing. Yeah, it's a word. Data and no, it's not.
Tableizing.
Yeah, tableizing. This is actually being submitted by me to. No, it's not. So we're gonna go through this data a lot faster than it would be to make our own stupid function to do this. Like I said, why waste the time? If you're programming software, you obviously have something more important to do than make a loop to cycle through table data. So more on Smarty functions, HTML options. So let's say we have two arrays. One array has values you'd normally call these values when you're going through your PHP to see what people selected, 1 to 3, and the other has hotel names we defined earlier. So we're going to make our selection, which is, this is exactly how it's going to look in the template file. Like I said, you can pass directly through the HTML without worrying about anything. There's no, you know, echo tags to toss in there or anything. Where is echo, by the way? So we have the HTML tags, HTML options function. The values we're pumping through are the 1 to 3, which is the IDs, and the output is the hotels. Yeah, James.
Why don't you have to use the for each function?
Why don't we?
Yeah.
Why would we?
Call stuff from MySQL databases and such, put them in like a select field like that, and we do for each. Is it different because it's a flat file?
From my experience, I'm not using, well, this is the template file. The actual data is the hotels file, or the hotels variable. So when you're calling into MySQL, it's going to pump it out, if you use like ParDB correctly, it's going to pump it out into an array that Smarty knows how to deal with. And it's going to do the work for you, so you don't have to worry about parsing through that data, you know, exploding it, delimiting it with like a colon or something. That's all done for you. It's just a simple array, like I showed you early in the variables example. When you have like user.email, when you have the associative array, that's the word. When you have the associative array, it'll actually just deal with that for you, how you'd want to deal with it. And if not, you know, make a plugin to do it. So our output on the website, just one row, for example, looks like this. You have your select, which we already had in there. It's going to do your option line for you. The label tosses up there, and the actual option name is going to pop up there, and the value, which you're probably going to want to use to pass back to PHP when they select that, is in there. And, you know, say you had, you know, all the presidents, and you had a website for your students, or say you had all the United States, and you want to do, and you had it in a database, and you didn't want to have that, like, asinine 200 long list of different things in your actual HTML. Well, you're never going to have to touch this because, you know, the cache is the cache. You never have to edit that yourself. All you're going to see is this small line in your template file. So not only do you separate the templating and the actual application code, but you're downsizing it, you know, extremely. So here's some quick functions that, I mean, there's quite a few more, but these are just some examples. When you want to do a counter, like I said, you can do this a lot easier than actually making your own value and making a loop with a section. So you can just do a counter, start at 0, skip 2, iterate at 2, and you know, do whatever you need between that. Mail to function. This has a couple more examples too. Like you can do the carbon copy, you know, blind carbon copy stuff in here. You can actually do JavaScript encoding to make that come up correctly. So that has a lot of attributes also. And then fetch, if you want to toss in like a text file from someplace and not really deal with much more than that, you know, just fetch the file. There's actually one other one I didn't talk about. It's called capture. It'll actually let you, you know, toss in the word capture between the delimiters. Say you fetched a file and then you turn and then, you know, end capture. On that file that you're going through, you can truncate it if you want or do whatever, and it's going to do that pre-processing for you. And the really useful function that a lot of people get a kick out of because they had to make their own loops for this all the time, cycling through those colors on your table, because you know, for readability reasons, you don't want to have all the same color rows on your 200 row table. So you just type in your cycle values in there within your section, which is, you know, all this is so small. And you probably could actually use the HTML table in here too. I just kind of did it like this. But you know, if you wanted those cycle values to be, you know, those constants, use the configuration file. And then if you change your template or you copy and paste your template directory and want to make another template for it, you know, a green one or red one, just edit those two spots in the configuration file and you're good to go. Yeah, Muchimus.
I suppose you're going to do that with fairly with cache HTML, so how do you cycle data? Just have a cycle that is like ID equals?
Yeah, I mean that wouldn't be a problem. Anything you need to cycle through, as long as it's in the order that you want it, and as long as it's not going to interfere with the rest of your style sheet stuff, it should be cool. A plugin, I'm not sure if they have it, but it'd be actually pretty useful to make, is if you could toss in your cycle value, and then toss in like the variable that you want to deal with, and then toss in an ending value so you could close off those div tags or something. That'd be pretty useful. Okay. So and you're just you're going through your data on your table cells like that, straightforward still. So that kind of combines a couple elements of Smarty, and just think of the last time you had to make that table data with the MySQL stuff or whatever, and you parse through it and you parse through it to do this and that, or you had all straight text files that you had to deal with. It's just insanely quicker. So. And here's this is out of their book. They call it advanced stuff. I'm not sure why it's the advanced stuff, but pre-filters, you can remove those unwanted comments from the templates before they are compiled. The post-filters are adding those unwanted comments, but cooler. So say the original comments had this website sucks or something in there, and then you add in the post-filter, created by Smarty, copyright, blah, blah, blah. That's something that you don't want to have to do every page you do, so just copy and paste it and you're good to go. And the output filters, I'm going to show you an example of how to make a plugin with an output filter. This is going to replace, in my example, replace your user-friendly tags. You guys see like in WordPress or whatever, you have the bracket tags where it says like code, and then you end it with a slash code and bracket tags instead of typing like, the code tag in HTML and the pre-tag in HTML and your class for showing code correctly or whatever. So this is a lot quicker way to do it, and a lot of people implement similar functions. So here's a really, really quick and horrible plugin I made for the example of this. It's pretty good just to keep it hierarchical. So Smarty _ what type of filter, an output filter _ and what's the name of it. I called it tags. So you have your source data, and then Smarty, which is the link back to your actual templating. And it knows how to deal with these kind of things for you. You don't really have to know how it really works out. All you have to know is how to program what's inside here, and then just return the value back. And that's what you wanted it to do. So we're going to find the code tags and replace them with the HTML needed. So just go through PHP. It's no different than anything else you've ever done. Just make the function all in PHP, and then cycle through that and get rid of all the tags you don't want there. And how to call a plugin, this will actually be in the actual PHP file when you're doing your invocation of the class file, creating the new instantiation of Smarty. So all you're going to type is load filter, what type, output filter, and then the name of that, tags. And there's a directory under the structure of the actual library installation of Smarty. It'll just say plugins. All the plugins are in there. They're uniformly named. There's a direct naming convention that you can abide by if you really feel like it. And then obviously you're going to display the page that you just loaded through the filter. So how am I doing on time?
15 minutes.
Okay, cool. Template caching. You are able to cache the entire page or just a single section, like I was explaining earlier. Why cache the news every 5 minutes or something? If it's going to be updating, don't wait a week and a half to recache it. But for the stuff like the sidebar or the footers or something, you're not going to have to redo that. So don't waste the processing power to do it. So here's an example I just made up. You query your news database each time someone visits the site. Instead of this, cache the news page and show the static page to people. Set the refresh for whatever you wish, so 60 minutes, an hour, whatever. Well, 60 minutes or an hour and a half. Basic aspects to caching are, I actually had these in my notes. The 0 means off, which is the default. 1 means on, and then the 2 means it's on, but you can also basically in your template file toss down that you want separate sections. If in the same template file, you can actually denote separate cache lifetimes, which is the next thing down here. The cache lifetime, just the number of seconds, so 3600 for the hour or whatever. And if for some reason you have to destroy the cache file within your program, you can clear cache. And so
would that be used for security purposes?
it'd be used for, man, what would it be used for? I don't use it. But there's actually something else I thought I included in here before I get to this part. because it's the most important part, of course. You can actually do caching groups, so you don't have to invoke a bunch of clear caches. You can actually denote one name and then pipe the names of the separate sections and then just clear cache in the whole thing. So, so that's pretty much the end of my presentation. I'd like to thank Smarty most importantly for, you know, posting that we were speaking here. They seem to get a lot of attention for Nauticon, which is awesome. Of course, thank all of you for actually staying around for the last speech of the day and not going to Root Druid. He seems like an elite hacker, but whatever. Joe Stump, who was my boss this summer, who actually told me about this and PairDB and some other stuff. My fellow core staff and all our brave volunteers. And then pretty much everyone in this room. Is everyone here on the slide? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So everyone's on the slide, right? All right.
We have a question.
References.
Question.
So, reference it. Okay. Yeah, questions.
What's the security history of Smarty?
Lately, it's been pretty crappy. They just had a vulnerability in the strip tags mechanism. But like I said, if you turn on safe mode, it's going to alleviate a lot of that. And there's not a whole lot of reasons why you can't turn on safe mode. But for the most part, man, it's so easy to update. I don't know why you wouldn't. It's not like updating bind. You have to like turn it off and, you know, recompile it. You just copy and paste the files into the directory or update with the patch files. It's not a big deal. So, anyone else? Citadel?
Random Googling.
Random Googling. Like all good presentations.
Awesome. Is that what college kids do now on their references to school?
Pretty much. All right, and that's it. Anyone?